chapter 13, verse 27. Sukhamashyatmano rupam sarveho parasistanu manasamsparsa jandrishva bhogan sasya nisam visan. Sukham, happiness. Asya, of him. Atmana, of the living entity. Rupam, natural position. Sarva, all. Iha, material activities. Uparati, completely stopping. Tanu, the medium of its manifestation. Mana samsparsha jan, produced from demands for sense gratification. Drishtva, after seeing, bhogan, sense enjoyment. Swapshyami,
I am sitting silently,
thinking deeply about these material activities. Samvisan, entering into such activities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Ki. The actual form of life for the living entity is one of spiritual, which is real happiness. This happiness can be achieved only when one stops all materialistic activities. Material sense enjoyment is simply imagination. Therefore, considering the subject matter, I have ceased from all material activities and I am lying down here. Repeat. The actual form of life, for the living entities, is one of spiritual,
which is real happiness.
This happiness can be achieved,
only
when one stops,
all materialistic activities.
Material sense enjoyment,
is
simply imagination.
Therefore,
considering the subject matter,
I have ceased from all material activities.
I am lying down here.
Purport.
The difference between philosophy of Mayavadis and that of the Vaishnavas is explained here. Both the Mayavadis and Vaishnavas know that in materialistic activities there is no happiness. The Mayavadi philosopher, therefore, adhering to this slogan, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, want to refrain from false materialistic activities. They want to stop all activities and merge in the Supreme Brahman. According to the Vaishnava philosophy, however, if one simply ceases from material activity, one cannot remain inactive for very long. Therefore, everyone should engage himself in spiritual activities which will solve the problem of suffering in this material world. It is said, therefore, that although Mayavadi philosophers strive to refrain from materialistic activities and merge in Brahman, and although they may actually merge in the Brahman existence, for want of activity they fall down again into materialistic activity. Aruya Kushena Parampadam Tada Patanti Adaha. Thus, the so-called renouncer, unable to remain in meditation upon Brahman, returns to materialistic activities by opening hospitals and schools and so on. Therefore, simply cultivating knowledge that materialistic activity cannot give one happiness and that one should consequently cease from such activity is insufficient. One should cease from materialistic activities and take up spiritual activities. Then the solution to the problem will be achieved. spiritual activities are activities performed according to the order of Krishna. Anukulyena Krishna Anusilanam. If one does whatever Krishna says, his activities are not material. For example, order of thought in response to the order of Krishna. His activities were not material. Fighting for sense gratification is material activity. But fighting by the order of Krishna is spiritual. By spiritual activities, one becomes eligible to go back home, back to Godhead, and then enjoy blissful life eternally. Here in the material world, everything is but mental concoction that will never give us real happiness. The practical solution, therefore, is to cease from materialistic activities and engage in spiritual activities. Yajñārthāt karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. If one works for the sake of pleasing the Supreme Lord, Yajña, Vishnu, one is in liberated life. If one falls to do so, however, he remains in a life of bondage. Om Ajnana Timirandasha Jnana Anjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmaya Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Marodhi Tapitam Yena Bhutale Sayan Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Tapadantakam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vatsadi Gaura Bhaktarunya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, in this sloka, Srila Prabhupada elaborated on what is material and what is spiritual. What are material relationships? What are spiritual relationships? What is material happiness and what is spiritual happiness? So, what is material and what is spiritual? We say we have a material body to begin with. When we are beginners in spiritual life, I am a spirit soul, I have a material body. Material body includes the material senses and the materialistic mind. And what is the nature of materialistic mind and material senses? They want to enjoy independent of Krishna. That is called materialistic mind. Now we also have a mind. It's not that mind is permanently materialistic. It depends. The mind is engaged according to instructions of the Bhagavad Gita or on the order of spiritual master. If you are doing something that pleases you, that is material. If you are doing that pleases the spiritual master or Krishna, that is spiritual. That's why we become satisfied or distressed, because what pleases you, that will make you satisfied. What doesn't please you, that makes you disturbed. But if you put yourself outside the center, Krishna is the center. When we keep Krishna in the center, then also there may be problems. It's not that when you keep Krishna in the center, everything will be all right. That's not possible Even when Krishna was personally present, he has to take sides. Is Krishna enemy to Pandavas? Is Krishna enemy to Kauravas? Krishna is not enemy to Kauravas. Then why did Krishna take side of Pandavas? No, because Pandavas were they were willing to cooperate with Kauravas. But Kauravas, they want to be selfish. Selfish means they want to remain on bodily platform. So once you come to spiritual platform, there is nothing like my people and outsiders. Who are Krishna's people, who are not Krishna's people, that's all. Whenever you meet people, you don't say my people are outsiders. If suppose some people are Krishna's people, then what will you think? These are my people. Some people are not Krishna's people, then what do you think? I have to make them Krishna's people. But in no circumstance you think I don't have anything to do with guys. No. If everything belongs to Krishna, how can a Krishna devotee say? What happened? But he had some communication about it. Bring it here. बेचारा मेरे दीदी परेशान हो रही है. वेरी गुड, यू आर फीलिंग फॉर दी अदर्स. जोशना इज एडवांसिंग इन स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ. व्हाट डिड आई से? What was I explaining? If the people who are you are meeting, they are Krishna's people, immediately you may be meeting them for first time, but immediately these are my people. And the people who are not Krishna conscious, they are also Krishna's people, but they don't understand. So I should make them Krishna's people. I should make them my people. So a Krishna devotee will never leave anyone behind. Right? Why did Prabhupada go everywhere? What did Prabhupada say when he landed in America? You are thinking Indians and Americans. I understand that all land belongs to Krishna. I understand that everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. So I have not come here to take something from here to back to my country. Or I have not come here to proselytize or make some conversion. You are all foolish Christians, so I have come to make you Hindus. That's a foolish idea. But did not say that. You believe in Christianity, I have come here to make better Christians. Because the message of the Christ is also the body unto the earth, the soul is eternal. What is the basic teaching of all scriptures? Whether it is Bible or Quran or Gita, only details are more or less. Otherwise the basics are the same. What is Bible teaching? Love God with all thy heart and soul. It's a biblical statement. And what is Quran saying? Quran is saying there is God and you become a servant of God. Islam means, Muslim means servant of God. So how stupid these people, they say we are Muslims. And so if anybody is not a Muslim, let's say anybody who is not a devotee, you want to, not also by force, where Krishna did not use force to convert Arjuna, no? God did not use force. That's why Bhagavad Gita is there. Bhagavad Gita means Krishna is educating Arjuna. Krishna is convincing Arjuna. And then in the end, Krishna said, Itite jnana makhyatam, guyat guyataram maya, vimurusaisadatsyashana yadeshyasi, tathakuru. Welcome, Nidhi Mataji. और 15 मिनट में आया तो क्लास खत्म हो जाता था। आजकल के आप खुद बोल आए, हम क्लास में आएंगे, गुरु पूजा में आएंगे, सब उड़ा दिया, क्या बात है, मर्जी है, वी डिसाइड। किसी की जवाबदारी है नहीं, बोलो। टाइम को थोड़ा इंटेलिजेंस यूज करके एडजस्ट, क्या पहले करना है, क्या बाद में करना है, ठीक है ना? छोड़ दिया तो बस चलते रहो, जो मर्जी करते रहो। इसलिए हम कभी कभी पूछते रहते हैं, जस्ट अगेन यू डोंट स्टे इन इस्कॉन टेम्पल लाइक ए सर्वेंट, यू हैव टू स्टे इन इस्कॉन टेम्पल लाइक ए डिवोटी। डिवोटी इंक्लूड्स सर्वेंट, बट ए सर्वेंट मे नॉट बी ए डिवोटी, राइट? ए डिवोटी इज a servant also. Suppose I pay somebody, like carpenter is coming, or some beldar mestri is coming, he is a servant. I will pay him and he will do his job. He is not a devotee. But a devotee, he will not take salary, but he will serve. Because he is a devotee, he will not take salary. Because he is a devotee, he wants to serve. You will not say, because Maharaj, because I am not taking salary, why should I serve? Then what kind of devotee is that? Devotee means I want to serve as much as I can. It's not like government office. In government office, you know, I am supposed to stay from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock, now it is 6:30, I have to go. That is government job. But devotees don't speak like that. If the job is not complete by 6, I should stay longer and complete the job. That is a devotee. Because it is my business. It is my service. If you don't do service to Krishna, so does Krishna lose anything? Venugopal Das. Venugopal Das, Gopal Das. I don't like to call long names. That are three-letter words. Gopal Das, Sankar Das, Siva Sankar Das, Siva Sankar Das, Sankar Das. So, if you don't serve Krishna, it doesn't make any difference to Krishna. If you serve Krishna, it will make all difference for you. So whenever we are doing service, in the beginning, out of selfishness, I am full of ideas of sense gratification, I am full of dirty thoughts, and that's a life after life I am suffering. Anadi karma phale pade bhavarnava jale. We are kicked around. Tossed on the waters, bhavarnava jale. The material ocean, we are drowning, we are getting suffocated. Okay, in material life, you are serving your senses, and the result is that the senses are not satisfied. The senses are not satisfied, and the senses, they don't leave you. They use the popular example. One man accidentally fell down in water. He doesn't know swimming. And he found some floating mass. That I hold on to that, I can just save myself from drowning. And he caught hold of it. That happened to be a bear. The bear is also drowning and getting floated. And the bear can. Then he wanted to cure the bear, but bear doesn't believe him. So material life is like that. Durga Devi, she doesn't want to leave anybody. Because if Durga Devi leaves you, you create headache for Krishna. Only when you become a pure devotee, Durga Devi will leave you. Durga Devi business, just like a prison. In the prison, you continue to nurture your criminal ideas and you continue to maintain your criminal behavior. Do you think jail authorities is an order? Let him know 2 years are over. But his criminal behavior is as it is. They continue all right. After 2 years of imprisonment also, you are not being all right. Your speech, your activity, you know, sometimes criminals. I remember Sakshi Gopal, he did a jail program. One time, Sakshi Gopal did a jail program. So Bharati Arora, she was in charge of jails in the district, being a SP. She was being a devotee, she was kind. Swamiji, you come to the prison, do a program, feed them. She is convinced that criminal behavior can be overcome by devotional service. What is the difference between people who are in the prison and ourselves? Who is there? Vidhi came late. What is the difference between people who are in the prison house and ourselves? Quick. What is the difference? The difference, they are in the prison and we are not in the prison. So the difference is, they have violated the law of the land. And we have not violated the law of the land. We are voluntarily following the law of the land. So we are given free. All right, this guy, when he is let free, he is not breaking the government laws. So it's not a problem for us. So similarly, when you are in the prison and you reform yourself, you respect the government authorities, you respect the government laws, then they say, this guy is not anymore a criminal, so leave him. He doesn't need punishment anymore. So, one is forced to follow, the other person voluntarily follows. That is the difference. One is forced. You will not be allowed to misbehave in the jail. So the story which I heard from Haryana jail, this Bharati Arora, she arranged a program in Ambala jail, 400 people. And Sakshi in his style, terrific kirtan. Very infective kirtan. Chalo, nacho. All things. He is in his transcendental mood. And he did kirtan. And he gave a very enlightening lecture. And madam was enjoying. She is a devotee. We should have enthusiasm for devotional service. And we should be very convinced about Krishna consciousness. Madam was listening. And then madam thought, such good examples were given, such ecstatic kirtan. So madam wanted to take little feedback from the criminals. So ye kyanji, kaisa laga aapko program? Bolte program kaisa, main to bahar jayega to usko marna hai. Main bahar jayega to usko to marna hai. Madam, that means he is challenging. He is in jail already because he has committed some murder. So the bahar jayega to usko marna hai, madam. Madam, so he doesn't want to change. So the point is, what is material life and what is spiritual life? Material life means forgetfulness of Krishna. Material life means keeping yourself in the center. Material life means what satisfies your senses and mind. You don't care. That's why, actually, if you are a good devotee, it should not take time for you to change. If you are here to become a devotee, my business is who is right, who is wrong, that is not my business. My business is how will Krishna be pleased, how will Maharaj be pleased, that's all. We don't care. Just we don't know who is right and wrong, and generally we don't know how to overcome our conditioning. Why do you go to a doctor? We are unable to treat ourselves. If you can treat yourself, why do you need a doctor at all? Because we are unable to overcome. We understand we are suffering. We understand we have to die. We understand maybe we are a spirit soul. Because we are seeing people. Dead bodies are there. But the living spark is gone. So the inference is that I am not this body. So we are unable to realize I am not the body, because there is false ego. The last thing to go, giving up tea, coffee easy, getting up in the morning, maybe you can practice, maybe chanting 16 rounds, doing seva, all good. But as it cleans our heart, as it cleans our heart to the extent that I don't maintain my independence to think what I like. Whatever seva you are doing because you want to do it, that's not devotional service, you see. Whatever you are doing it because you want to do it. That's not devotional service. Because I was told to do it, I am doing it. Whether I like it or not. Arjun did not like to fight. But what did he decide? That Krishna wants to fight. It is hurting Arjun a lot. Gadi, has such reverence for Bhishma, has such reverence for Dronacharya, and you are such a simple man. Let my cousin brothers enjoy. I am not an enjoyer. I can not be satisfied under any circumstance. That's a gentleman. That's a devotee. Just like I told Aripre Mathur, give your pen. You can think, why should I give my pen? Digital pen. So, I am not attached to pen. I am attached to Maharaj, I am attached to divorce. What will the pen do for you? And what I will do with that pen? It's a mess. Using that pen is a mess. I just wanted to test her. What is her attachment to the pen? And she immediately passed the test. Similarly, Krishna puts us in circumstances. Not that anyone is not a devotee. But have we grown up in devotional service? Is my false ego is it still there? Hindi mein chuna lagana bolte hai, aur Telugu mein karam bhi bolte hai, karam. Aapke aankh mein thoda mirchi powder, chilli powder, bahut burning ho jayega. So, the Bhagavan, Krishna will keep doing these things. Just to see who is at least trying to make advancement, not who is advanced. Krishna, whenever you are thinking, I am doing my sadhana very nicely, and Krishna being a little kirkir situation. Then when you become agitated, but you don't become agitated, my business is clear. I have to please the authority. I have to just do what pleases Krishna. I don't care who is right and wrong. But because whatever Krishna does, it is for our purification. So material life means when your understanding is not there, I am doing everything for the pleasure of Krishna and his devotees. I may like to be hurt, but I don't want to hurt the other devotees. I want Krishna to be pleased with me. So a devotee is a very contemplative, introspective person. Even I am right, I don't want the other person to be hurt. I may be right, but I don't want to see, I am right, you know. He does not say. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he defeated Keshav Kashmiri. Keshav Kashmiri went blank, pale. Because before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Keshav Kashmiri made such silly mistakes. And how he became a Digvijay Pandit. He made simple mistakes. Like Bhavani means one whose husband is Shiva. She is there. Sitting there. Bhavani means one whose husband is Lord Shiva. No? And this Keshav Kashmiri, when he is making a poem, in that he made such a silly mistake. The husband of Durga, whose husband is Shiva, That means as the Durga has two, more than one husband. Very bad. And when Chaitanya, what is this Bhavani Bhartu? Bhavani already means Durga, the wife of Shiva. Bhavani Bhartu means as the Durga has another husband. And this Digvijay Pandit, he said, what a nonsense scholar I am. How can a word like that? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not only that mistake, many other things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always talking in a inquisitive way. Actually, he was correct. He completely make Digvijay Pandit shameful. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intention is not to defeat somebody. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intention is to make the other person a devotee. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking to him. He was not grabbing the mistake. Oh, you made a mistake. No, he was just inquiring everything. Why did you use that word Bhavani Bhaktu? I don't understand. Can you? This guy. But like a innocent person, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making inquiries. You know, Sudha Mata is told that Nidhi comes to her house and she sleeps in my house also. I was surprised that. I thought only in my classes she feels very good and goes to sleep. Sudha Mata told me yesterday. Maybe Nidhi needs more rest. I said we have made a schedule for everybody. And if she is independently doing whatever she wants, what can we do? We want everybody to go to bed by 10 o'clock. Everybody to do their allotted service. But you don't go to bed by the stipulated time, and you do activities which are not given to you. It was not your assignment and you do it. If you can do it, it's okay. But then this exhaustion should not be there. The tiredness should not be there. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, everything you do in proper balance, eating, sleeping, working, everything should be in balance. That way, yukta ahara viharasya, yukta chashasya karmasu, yukta sapna bodhasya, yoga bhavati dukkaha. When a person knows how to, like, you know, senior devotees work more, but you don't see them that they're exhausted, oh my God. You see that they are energetic and enlivened because they are enjoying the service. Anyone who is enjoying, just like Rajasekhar. Rajasekhar is working here and there and that. That means he's feeling the joy of devotional service. So such people, they can work more. But when we are not on the platform, and then we unnecessarily take up unallotted works and do it, and then you feel that actually you are exhausted. Because it is done out of passion, not out of affection. When you do a thing out of affection, you don't feel tired. And you do it out of passion. Oh, you see, I am doing it. See, I have done so much. With that mood, you do it. Then after that, you crack down. You break down. So that's why devotional service is not a overnight achievement. Devotion service is a very gradual, that to change the nature of the body, to change the attitude of the mind. Because for how many lifetimes our body is used to sense gratification? For how many lifetimes our mind is stubborn. And so even when you bow down, it's not that you have become very humble. No? Is it when you bow down, you're completely humble before the authority? No. You just do it mechanically. You have your own reservations, you have your own this thing. Anyway, the point is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Keshav Kashmiri is defeated on all fronts, it's not that one is, he restrained his colleagues. They are all trying to say hippie pure, and they all want to this big learned elderly Digvijay Pandit is utterly defeated, and mere a grammar student, Nimai Pandit, has defeated. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he signaled his colleagues, don't try to celebrate the victory and like that. And then he himself said, maybe today you are a little tired. We will meet for another round of discussions tomorrow. He did not say you are defeated. He did not feel him bad at all. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the perfection personification, his interest is how to make others devotees. So one, why preachers are more or less effective? Some preachers are very effective when they speak, the other person becomes convinced. And sometimes a preacher, when he preaches hours and hours, the other man becomes resistant. No? Although intellectually you may have very sound arguments, but because the ego is there, your ego is clashing with the other man's ego, so the preaching is going waste. That's why, as you advance in spiritual life, you may talk less or more, but your association will less affect the other people, because you are, without ego, you are really concerned about the well-being of the other person, and the other person feels, this man is my well-wisher, this man is my friend, he is not trying to show or defeat me. Are you trying to force me? Devotion service, as he said, Krishna himself, Yadeshyati Tata Kuru. Now I have told you what I think is good for you, my dear Arjuna. You think about it. Vimurusaisa Daseshana. Vimurusaisa means you ponder over the matter. And then you say, what is it? So here the point is material and spiritual. How can a Mayavadi become free from material consciousness? One who has not accepted the absolute truth as a personality. God is a person. So you cannot say everything is one. For me, you worship Durga, I worship Sankar, I worship Ganesh. No. If you worship Ganesh, you get one result. If you worship Sankar, you get one result. It's not that actually Sankar, Durga, Ganesh are not there. Ultimately, it is impersonal, formless. That means you don't have any idea about spiritual life means we are all individuals. We are all individuals and we all have different natures, but it is called unity in diversity. It's not that we lose our identity. So that's why Vaishnavism is a very personal philosophy. Treat everybody as individuals, find out what they want to, what they can do for Krishna. So material spiritual means now having lost relationship with Krishna, we are searching where to place my relationship. So Mayavadis, they give up enjoying with the body, they give up sense gratification, but because they don't know where else to place their service attitude, they start opening hospitals and schools. They don't know anything there, but they are opening schools and hospitals. That means they are working for the sense enjoyment of others, sense enjoyment of others. So spiritual activity means you open schools and hospitals, no problem. But that is not your service to God. You open schools and hospitals, but you personally be engaged in Navadabhati. That will go on. The people are not able to understand why you are doing midday meal. ISKCON is doing midday meal. The people are not interested in Navadabhati. They are interested in eating their food. All right, we give you prasad. And this is our service we are doing. Indirectly, no? We are giving them prasad. So, whenever you talk about spiritual life, you should know I am an individual and I have a relationship with Krishna and I am supposed to cultivate that, practice that, and because this relation is real, eternal, when you fall in love with Krishna, then nothing in this world can disturb you, because you see that Krishna is personally arranging everything for my purification. So this is the difference between material and spiritual. When you clear, that's why the devotees of Christianity may be there. They are somewhere, but they have not come to the final. So we don't say you are not devotees. We don't say you are devotees. You are on the ladder steps. You are moving on the steps. Once you come to the final step, then all our understanding will be same. Maybe we are doing different activities, but our understanding will be same. Then immediately we know how to have proper relationship. Let's say neophytes, they differ. But when you become an advanced devotee, when you become a Uttam Bhagavat, immediately you know how to adjust to everything. No? When to preach, when to not to preach, no, when to help a person, and how to relate to one another. All this is, let's say, a devotee in Krishna consciousness is at home, is comfortable wherever he goes. There is no complaints. This is the Krishna's hand behind everything. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Take some prasadam.